Iran war puts Russian oil back on the map, as you can see linked up on Mark13News.com for March 23rd, 2026. The full title of the article being Putin is the real winner in Trump's Iran war as it puts Russian oil back on the map, and it's an article from Fortune.com that there's an excerpt of in the latest Mark 13 newsletter, which says the war in Iran has bottled up one-fifth of the world's oil, putting a premium on the remaining supply, including Russian barrels. Earlier this month, the U.S. issued a 30-day waiver that allows countries to buy Russian oil already at sea without the fear of sanctions, which the U.S. has steadily imposed on the country and those that buy oil from its largest producers since its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. After years of big discounts and covert tactics to sell their oil abroad, the easing of Russian sanctions has already given Putin and other Russian officials new confidence, as well as hope that this U.S. leniency will last longer than its April 11th expiration date. Russia has earned an estimated $7 billion in the first 2 weeks of March from selling fossil fuels since the start of the war, according to a Guardian analysis of data from the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air. The Russian Federation, being the current king of the North, as you can see pointed out in the Daniel 11 hypothesis on BiblicalResearchLabs.com, in the United States is the current king of the South. Daniel 11 verses 13 through 15 being where you can read about the return of the king of the North following the fall of Soviet Russia, which was the second king of the North, beginning September 30th, 2015, with Russia's entry into Syria and continuing on up to the invasion of Ukraine in 2022 and up to now. Not only openly as a visible military force, but also through the hidden agents of Edom being used to infiltrate the left-right paradigm, which is for the most part controlled by the Kenites on the unipolar end of the globalist spectrum, as opposed to the multipolarist Kenites, who for the most part control the Ezekiel 38 Confederacy, which includes Iran, but is headed by Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, meaning most likely Moscow and Tobolsk, as nation continues to rise against nation, meaning the Kenite nation rising against itself through two warring factions within the shadow government thereof, which is symbolized by the he-goat of Daniel chapter 8. The ram of Daniel chapter 8 is symbolic of Ephraim and Manasseh, meaning the United Kingdom, including the British Commonwealth and the United States, during the World Wars, which brought about the United Nations in 1945, which is the great horn of the he-goat that has to get broken before the one-world political system of Revelation 13 can emerge when Satan and his angels get cast to earth at the woe of the fifth trumpet, at the beginning of the five-month-long hour of temptation. Then, after the one-world political system gets wounded to death, it becomes a one-world religious system when Satan appears as the Antichrist at the woe of the sixth trumpet, when the final 2.5 months of the five-month-long hour of temptation begin, or 70 evenings, which are what the 70 years in captivity to the Babylon of old were a type of.